4ULP monitoring. 4ULP monitoring. 4ULP monitoring.
KO4ULP. KO4PEA.
ULP. Hello, and how's your day been so far?
Been good. How about you?
It's been good. We didn't get much time on the radio today, but it's been a little bit busy. But other than that, it's been fine.
Were you able to get your HF radio picked up today? I heard you talking about that earlier in the day.
Not yet.
Happen. It won't be long, I guarantee you. My name is Larry. I'm in Pickens, South Carolina.
Hey, I'm Alexander, and if you don't mind, I have a logbook here. My brother, acting as secretary, if you could give us your call sign and name spelled out so we can get that down, I would appreciate it.
All right. Call sign is KO4. PEA, Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Echo Alpha. My name is Larry Lama Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee.
KO4PEA for the call sign and for the name LARRY. Are those correct?
Right on the money.
No, I'm just trying to get no more of the people on the repeater get their call signs and names down so that way I can more identify people with my logbook. You know, my brother's writing them all down and helping me out in the shack. He doesn't have his license yet, but I'm hoping he will get his. He's 11 years old, so now that I got my license, he seems more interested in the hobby.
It's amazing how when someone gets theirs, if there's a sibling, they usually get interested real quick.
To be getting interested. When I was studying, he didn't seem too interested. So I hope he'll get his so we can get on the air, too.
Well, let me back out of here. I just wanted to holler at you a second. I'm getting ready for an HF net here in a few minutes. KO4ULP. KO4PEA will be clear on your final and 73s to you.
You, Larry, have a nice day on your HF radio. This is KO4ULP clear. KO4ULP monitoring. KO4ULP monitoring. KO4ULP monitoring. KO4ULP monitoring. KO4ULP monitoring.
4PFI, good evening.
Okay, good evening, and how are you this evening?
The yard working and fiddling around the house here, so I decided to come turn the radio on. I changed the microphones on this thing. I found another mic in there in a chest that I've got, and the one that I've got, the fella gave me this radio the other day, and the mic don't key up every time. It cuts in and out, but this one right here I think's working.
Sounds clear to me, and seems to be doing pretty good.
The day, didn't I?
Not quite sure right there. You cut out just enough so I didn't catch what you said.
Okay, it ain't cutting out right now, is it?
Not now, just that little section. It just got so stuttery that I couldn't understand what you said.
Okay. Yeah, I believe I did talk to you one day. I can't remember. But I'm in Piedmont, and I can't remember where you were, but I believe you said you just got your license.
I am Traveler Stress, South Carolina. I'm 13 and got my call sign Friday. And I'm joining the hobby, so... just a second. Do I want to see if I have your call sign down in my logbook. What is it?
It's Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG 4 PFI. The name is Don.
In my logbook. So, yeah.
Well, I thought I'd talk to you the other night or the other day. You kept coming in there giving you call sign, and I thought, well, I didn't have the microphone hooked up to the radio. I couldn't come back to you right away. I was trying to get it to work, but I finally give up on it. Put this microphone on there. I think it's working.
When I get up here, I come up here to get a contact, so I normally say my call sign till I get a contact.
I don't want to get in the way of your next contact, and I've got some things I got to do here. And we got a 130-pound St. Bernard out there on the back porch. I think she's ready to eat her supper. Okay, we'll talk to you again, hopefully. This is Don, KG4PFI. I'm Be Clear.
Hey to you, Don. This is KO4ULP Clear.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
ULP, how are you this evening?
Good evening, and I think you're one of the new ones I've heard lately. And I heard you on earlier, but I got a phone call, so I couldn't stick around with you. Name here is Rusty. I'm located over here in Spartanburg County, Moore, South Carolina. And I'm leaving one handbell rehearsal, heading to a barbershop rehearsal to sing. So, real busy tonight.
It's like a choir practice. What part do you sing?
It's barbershop chorus, and I sing lead. And everything, and we're getting ready for a competition this weekend.
If you don't mind, if you could say your call sign to see if we have it down already, if you would do that, please.
Sure, no problem. Name is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and the call sign is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Or as a lot of the guys will tell you, I'm wound up too tight.
I don't have your call sign down in our logbook yet. So my brother is acting as secretary, and he's trying to sing here, log down my contacts, help me out in the shack. He doesn't have his license yet, but I'm hoping he'll study up and get it.
Who's the name to go with your call? I haven't heard it yet.
Alexander.
Alexander, well, good. And good to have you in the hobby. And, I think you'll enjoy yourself. Sounds like it. I've heard you a couple of times on the air. And I don't always have time to jump into the conversation because I'm sometimes on the phone more than I am on the radio when I'm having to work. Unfortunately, it's hands-free, so I don't have to try to hold a phone while I drive.
I quite didn't catch your call sign. Could you say it again, please?
Uniform 2 Tango. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
W-U-2-T, is that correct?
Yeah.
Name, please, again?
Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. R-U-S-T-Y.
R-U-S-T-Y, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
That, so, you know, we were checking last time you said your call sign to Steve Bird had you logged down, so we didn't have time to, you know, flip over the page and get it down. But I have about seven people in my logbook. I haven't, I've contacted more than seven, just haven't gotten them all down.
You're using a paper logbook, but they have a number of logging programs that are good for the computer. And they're easier to check people when you've got one of the electronic ones like that. And there are a lot of free ones out there that don't cost any money. And they do a good job of logging, keeping your log straight and helping you keep it organized and all that type of information in there. So if you've got a chance to get, if you've got a computer near where your radio is set up, you might look to see if you can find you a computer logger, and it'll help you keep up with it. Over.
My personal computer, so I have a paper logbook that I'm using, so, you know, it'd be harder to log my dad's computer up here, and I have a cousin that is living with us who's in high school, and she's sometimes using it for, a lot of the time using it for homework, so, you know, it'd be, that's, I don't really have much options, but I enjoy paper more than I do digital anyway.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I think we all started out with paper. I did 30-some years ago, so I did a lot. I had a lot of paper logs and then converted them all to computers. But that's what my background is, a lot of computers. So I wasn't hard for me to do it. And I just sat there and one couple of nights and typed them all in. Had about 1,000 or better to type in, so I got them all typed in. But it worked out. And all. But later on, when you start looking for awards, you know, the electronic logbook allows you to use Logbook of the World, which is a good way to keep up with your contacts also. So good for you, Alexander. Good to hear you on the radio here this evening.
Happy. Computers always sound handy, but I'm not very computer-minded, you know. I don't have any of my very, well, me and my brother share an old iPod that, like, were from way back when. And we don't really have much electronics, so, yeah. My dad works for, he's a videographer and a photographer, and, you know, he works with the media, selling videos and pictures, so that's what he does for a living. So he works from home, which he's more very computer-minded, not so much with me.
A lot of photography. I've been a professional photographer for about 45 years, so, and I've taken a lot of pictures over the years and done a lot of things like that, so I know about that. It took about 250 yesterday afternoon at an event at my church, so did a lot of that. Fortunately, all I had to do was load them up on a thumb drive and take them to the church so they could download them, and then they're going to do with whatever they're going to do with them. So anyway, and that's something I enjoyed doing too, and still do a bunch of it. But good to hear you on the air, and you sound like you're getting real good at it. You got your things down, and you studying for your general license, or have you got it?
I'm not studying for my general yet. I plan to sometime shortly get into studying for my general, at least give myself a little break from studying about a week or 2 weeks, and get down and start studying for my general.
And get it while the stuff for the technician is fresh in your mind, because a lot of it is going to build on what you learned for your technician license. So it does good for that. Well, good to hear you on the air, and I'm getting into some heavy traffic, so I'm going to put the mic down and pay attention to the road, because I'm on Highway 290 and I'm crossing 85 down here. All of a sudden, I found traffic that I haven't been finding at this time of the night. Good to talk to you. And I think your call was Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Uniform Papa. Roger, roger.
Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa. Yep, that is it. And nice to hear you on the air.
All right, ULP, not LUP. I had it the other way around. But good to hear you on the air, Alexander. Good to talk to you. And we'll catch you on the air another time. Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Clear.
Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa Clear.
I'll say hello and goodbye because I'm on 290 crossing that thing at the Duncan exit on over 85, and with two truck stops there, it's a mess.
Yeah, I understand. I just wanted to say hello to you, so I hadn't talked to you in quite a while. I almost came up with your old call sign there before I called. I forgot what it was. Anyways, it wasn't the one you're using now. But anyway, be safe out there and be careful. And maybe we'll talk to you again sometime. KG4PFI clear.
Okay, Don. Wanted to say hello to that bride of yours. We'll catch you another time. Yeah, that W4IKO, that's from two times ago, so that's been a long while. Talk to you later, Don. KG4PFI, W2T clear.
4ULP, monitoring. AO 4ULP monitoring. 4ULP monitoring. Anybody on?
4 CPA Mobile.
4 ULP. How's your evening been so far?
Well, it's going well. I just finished an hour and a half tennis clinic and at the sports club, and I'm on my way home.
Yeah, so if you don't mind saying your call sign so I can see if I already have it down in my logbook that me and my brother are working on. So if you don't mind saying it again.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
We don't have it, so let my brother grab a pencil so he can take it down. And I would like name and photonic alphabet and also call sign, if you don't mind, so my brother can take that down this time on a pencil.
Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name is David, Delta Alpha Victor India Delta.
My brother quite didn't catch that. A little bit lower, please, if you don't mind.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. It's my call. Name is David, Delta Alpha Victor India Delta.
Sure, I have the call right. Is it KH4CKB4CBA? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. So, you play tennis, if I'm correct?
I had a clinic at the sports club at 5:30 to 7, and we played outside tonight because it was pretty nice. When it gets colder, we have a thing called the bubble that we play in, and it's got a couple of indoor courts in it, and but we played outside tonight. It felt good.
Hi, outside. I bet it would be a good time to play tennis.
It's a good time of the year to be out like that doing something. I wouldn't mind be out riding my motorcycle on a day like today. It's when it gets up, you know, up towards 70 degrees in the fall. It's nice.
Do you play tennis even in the summertime when it's 90 degrees?
Around, I've played down to 37 degrees, and of course we really, I don't know if I play any 95 degree heat, but when it's that hot, I try to play in the evening after, at 6 o'clock or later, and it's not that bad.
Clarify something. I've listened on a handheld since January before I got my license, and I don't know if there's two people that play tennis. I've heard a Dave on here that plays tennis, and do you go by Dave on the air and David, or are you like two separate people? Just to verify that information, that'd be helpful.
Some people call me Dave, but I prefer David with the D on the end, because that is actually my name. But some people call me Dave, and that's fine. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but my preference is David. They're probably talking about me. I don't talk to anybody else that plays tennis right now.
Call you David, that's what you prefer. So I'm Alexander, you know. I've been called Alex, but I prefer also my full name, so, yeah.
Your name again, you said Allison?
Alexander. You know, people flipped up on the year I've been called. Allison was the first, but normally people get it wrong and end up calling me Alexandria.
Well, let's see, Alexander is, was my, wife's, let's see, her, that was her mom's maiden name.
I've met or heard of a few people who Alexander was their last name, so not so common. I haven't met very many other people who are named Alexander.
And this is KB4CPA. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You hear more last names of people that that's their first name. And for instance, Cole. Cole is my last name, but you hear a lot of people named Cole as their first name, like Cole Porter, you know.
Yeah, named Cole, so I've met a good bit of Alex's, though.
I think you're the first I've ever talked to. So how long have you been in ham radio?
Call sign Friday and took my test on November the 3rd, Wednesday. So I haven't been in the hobby that long, but I've really enjoyed the little bit that I've been able to push down the PTT switch.
That's good. What's your class? Are you a technician or general or what?
I'm a technician, but eventually I plan in maybe a week or two to start studying for my general and to get that.
Yeah, just keep on moving on up. When you get your general class, you'll have a lot of privileges on HF, and I bought me a 7300 about, I think it's been 3 years ago now. I'm just having a blast with that thing. It's and I've got a Carolina Wyndham antenna. It's just a wire that I use for HF, and it does a great job.
And on the radio, he offered to give me a HF that can do 10 meter, which I can do as a technician, and also like 80 and 40 and 30 meter. So that way, when I do get my general, I'll be able to operate higher up without having to get a whole nother radio.
Okay, man, I was just dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in there. You know, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I've called to a lot of places overseas and several countries, and you know, it's just a lot of fun to see who you can talk to. I only run 100 watts, so I'm thinking about buying an amp, but I haven't made a decision yet.
For ULP. Yeah, you know, I don't have an HF radio yet, so since I can get that HF radio from Chet, I'll jump into that. And Walt said, not sure about his call sign, but he said he was able to talk to Europe all the way on 10 meters and a homemade antenna less than like 5 feet off the ground.
When conditions are right, and it's amazing what you can do. Yeah, I heard a guy, let's see, I think I was on 17 meters, and I heard a guy from Japan, but evidently he'd been on for a long time, and he signed off by the time I tuned him up and got in tune my radio to antenna to that frequency, he signed off. I was sitting there at the radio going, no, no, no.
Japan's good ways away, and I guess see your frustration of missing him just by here. I talked to somebody was it, I don't know, yesterday or, yeah, I think it was yesterday, who was from UK. He was on the repeater using Echolink.
That's really interesting, because you can, I've talked to a couple of guys over in the UK, and they were driving home from work, and they were talking to each other, and I was talking to them, and it was really interesting. You know, Echolink opens a lot of doors there for you, so you can talk all over the world.
Personally played around with Echolink yet, but it sounds like it'd be fun to use.
It is. I guess the only thing is you're using the internet, and I guess I'm just kind of old-fashioned. I'd rather use a radio and an antenna. But there's all kinds of different things in ham radio. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know, they got FT8, they got FT4, you know, digital modes, and they got DMR, and there's just so much you can get into. Oh, sorry, I missed the gear there. And hang on just a second. KP4CVA.
For ULP, I prefer, you know, the radio. It seems like the internet, just like talking more off a phone, and I like to have the mic in my hand, and yeah, I'm not too internet-y. I don't have a phone of my own or anything, so the only really communication device that I own is the radio.
I just turned on to Wade Hampton, and I saw three lanes of tail lights in front of me, so I made a U-turn. That was, and I'm going home a different way. So anyway, I got into ham radio. I got my ticket in 1982, and back then we didn't have cell phones, so you could make phone calls on your radio, and there's a phone patch, or at least there was one, on 146.820 on 2 meters FM up on Paris Mountain, and I think it's still there, and you know, you can make phone calls from your car, and I thought that was the neatest thing. And I had a buddy of mine, in fact, I talked to him on my way to play tennis tonight. He's the one that got me interested in amateur radio. So back then you had to learn the 5 words a minute code.
My brother is just curious. It's a stick shift that you're driving. My brother wants to know what kind of car you're driving.
The 2012 Mustang GT.
Background sounds like a furry engine. I like Mustangs, though. It's hard to picture one with an antenna on it, though, but whatever works, you know.
I have a 2-meter 440 diamond antenna, so, and it's a 5/8 wave. It's not very tall. And the mount is designed so that you can actually, the antenna, I can make it stick straight up instead of, because the trunk's kind of at a slant where it's mounted. So I really like that feature of the mount. And it's a diamond mount as well. But it does a good job, I think, for mobile antenna. I haven't even laid into this thing while we were talking. Sometimes I really crank it up, but it's got 420 horsepower, so it'll get up and go.
It's a sweet car, so I really like the Mustang, so I hope to get a used one for my first car, but I doubt that'll happen.
My third one, and who knows, it might be my last, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about maybe getting a Bronco in a year or two, but I really like this car. I'm not having a bit of trouble with it, so it just turned 80,000 miles, which is low mileage for a 10-year-old car. Well, I'm going to say 73s. I'm sitting in the garage, and I'm going to go in the house and see what the wife's up to, but it's good to talk with you. So I'll stick around with your final, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks for the riding home with me. And anyway, I'll talk to you later, 73s, KB4CPA.
For ULP, 73s, Hugh Dayville, it's nice talking with you, and it's clear. 04, ULP, monitoring, Kilo, Oscar 4, uniform, Lima, Papa, monitoring.
1, ABH, mobile.
4, ULP. How's your day been so far?
K1, ABH. Is that Kilo 4, uniform, Lima, Papa?
Correct.
Get this repeater a little bit better, but for some reason I'm must be in a bad spot. Am I coming in okay?
And loud and clear.
That's where I was at just then, because you were loud and clear as well just now. But I'm doing all right. I'll just hit the road and got a 4-hour drive ahead of me. Holly, North Carolina. Hopefully work. I'm in the hiring process with Duke Energy, and that's where they do their physical assessment test or physical abilities test, whatever it's called. So I got to be there bright and early at 8 a.m. in the morning.
That's a good big drive, yeah. Wow. 8 a.m. You're going to get there late.
I'll get in there about 11 o'clock, and that's about as much sleep as I get anyway. And I'll technically get to sleep in a little bit because I normally got to be at work at 6 o'clock. So.
Really, wow, that sounds hard for me to do. I'm in bed fairly early, around 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm in bed, so yeah, that'd be hard for me to do.
Used to be that way before I had kids, and then now I'm staying up till 11 midnight every night, fixing lunches and getting clothes together and getting my own stuff together. So it was a luxury I had before I had children.
It's been 9:30, so yeah, he has sticked. He's up at 5 and it's been 9:30.
Where are you located at? Are you hitting the Caesar's Head repeater?
And Cedar's Head, hopefully well, and I am in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina.
I'm down in Anderson, but I got a feeling I'll be taking a ride through Traveler's Rest. I'm not sure if it's going to have me going up 25 or hitting 85. I'm at the mercy of GPS right now.
Go up 25 every day, and we went to school up in Flat Rock, North Carolina, but now we're homeschooled, but my cousin goes to school in Fletcher, North Carolina, so sometimes we'll ride up during the week to Fletcher, North Carolina. That still takes us up 25, then our church is in Flat Rock, so at least once a week we're going up 25.
So is that where you're originally from, is Flat Rock?
I live here in Travelers Rest all my life. I was born in Fletcher, North Carolina, because the hospital, that's where my dad worked, and that's where I was born. But then they brought me back down here to South Carolina, where the house was. So I was born in North Carolina, but live in South Carolina all my life. So, you know, kind of a little bit complicated there. So I wasn't born in a South Carolina hospital, but a North Carolina hospital. But either way, I haven't moved houses. And I'm 13 years old, so 13 years I've lived in the same house in South Carolina.
Well, I'm going to have to check out some radio issues here, so I'll probably off for just a little bit. K1, ABH.
3, KO4 ULP clear. KO4 ULP monitoring. KO4 ULP monitoring.